Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh especially that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Are you got that? Back in Revelation 16, when he pours out that sixth vial, literally it's a call to Armageddon, gathering all the armies to that valley of Jehoshaphat, Megiddo, where it's time to fight, in verses number 13 and 14, and the seventh seal, and I have to finish, or seventh trumpet, or seventh vial, I'm sorry, I'm going too fast. The seventh vial is 17 through 21. This is the end of the tribulation period. This is when the vial will reel the earth's surface. Look in verse number 17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." The end of the tribulation period. This is the end of the tribulation period right here. Okay? And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake. Now notice this, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. This earthquake at the end of the tribulation period is unlike any earthquake this world has ever seen. Again, this is at the very end of the tribulation period. Let's finish the rest of this. And the great city was divided into three parts. Question, what's the great city? Where's the great city? Jerusalem. Jerusalem now, when this great earthquake takes place, it's divided into three parts. We'll look at that in just a second. And the cities of the nation fell. And the great Babylon came into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wrath of the fierce, the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away and the mountains were not found. Enjoy the Smoky Mountains. I love going there. The Colorado Rockies. Mount Everest, enjoy it. I take this literally. He's going to wipe it clean. Okay? The mountains were not found. And there fell upon, because of this great earthquake, and there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, which is depending on your measurement, weight is from 80 to 100 pounds, and men still blaspheme God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. This is the completion of the great tribulation period, the completion of it. Well, we see. So we went through the seals, we went through the trumpets, and we went through the vials. We see it's the greatest and most violent earthquake ever without parallel. In Zechariah 4, I got 2 minutes. In Zechariah chapter 14, Kyler, put that up there if you can. Zechariah 14, verse number 4. Kyler, back up to verse number 2. This is Battle of Armageddon. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. We just read that. And the city shall be taken, and the house is, what's that word? Yes. And the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth. We're going to talk about this later. Just at the last moment, Jesus comes in the Revelation. The Antichrist has surrounded the city of Jerusalem. They're about to overtake Jerusalem, we're told here. And just at the right time, here comes Jesus. Hey, Revelation 19, ain't that exciting? Amen. We read about this. Then, verse number 13, then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And verse number 4, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and on the Mount of Olives shall, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. Remember, it talked about dividing into three parts. And there shall be a great, very great valley, and half of the mountain shall remove toward the north and half toward the south. And that's something. Yeah, well, I was right. And then verse number 8. And in that day there shall living waters go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea and half toward the hinder. In the summer and the winter shall it be. Literally, it's going into the Dead Sea and into the Mediterranean, all this fresh water. And we're going to find out in a millennium, the Dead Sea comes to life. It's all, everything's dead. I've been there a few times, and you can't, they ain't nothing. I mean, even, they ain't a minnow in there. They ain't a snail in there. But during the millennium, because this fresh water that flows from Jerusalem, it comes to life. It comes to life. So we see that taking place. Oh, there's so much here. Zechariah chapter, all right, I'm about done. Zechariah 12, let me give you these. Verse number 2. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in a siege both against Judah and Jerusalem. Okay, the Antichrist is coming against Jerusalem and Judah. In that day, I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all the people, and the burden themselves, it shall be cut into pieces. Though all the people of the earth shall be gathered together against it. Remember the Armageddon. Am I going too fast for y'all? Okay, I hope this work. I hope y'all put this together. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness. Remember we talked about the horses, the blood flows up to the horse's bridle? Preacher, you're crazy. It's going to be tanks. No, it's going to be literal horses, men on horseback. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. Well, how far do you want me to read here? And then verses 8 through 11. In that day, the Lord shall defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Remember, they've surrounded Jerusalem, the Antichrist, and the Lord comes at the right time. Are you on verse number 8? There you go. And he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, and the angel of the Lord be before him. Verse number 9. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Amen and amen. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and a supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one that mourneth for his only son, and bitterness for him, mourn at his bitterness of his firstborn. And then we read later, it talks about, where did you get these wounds? I received them in the house of my friends. So get the picture, and I'm done because we got to close. The Antichrist comes against Jerusalem and nations. Millions and millions of people are in the Valley of Armageddon, or in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, in a place called Armageddon, Megiddo. Jesus comes right on time. He rescues the remnant there in Jerusalem. He destroys all the army and the remaining people in Jerusalem and Israel. When Jesus stands before them, they are going to ask him, where did you get them scars? And are y'all following?
Yeah.
Where did you get those scars in your hand? He said, I got them in the house of my friends. Who is the house of his friends? Israel. And the Bible says, who can think of a thing? Can a nation be born in a day? Yes. They will look, the Bible tells us that those remnant of Jews, they'll look upon Jesus, the ones that they were slain 2,000 years ago, and they will believe him on sight, and they'll be saved. Just the same way the Apostle Paul believed. Remember, he said, I was one born out of due season. Literally, I was born before my time. I won't go there. But literally, he saw Jesus Christ. And he saw, Lord, is that you? Saul, why are you doing this? And he says, Lord, what will thou have me to do? He was saved on sight. None of us have been saved like that. Now, there's a lot more into this, but I want to leave. There's going to be people who are going to be saved when they see Jesus coming, the Messiah, these Jewish people. Who did this to you? You did this. Yes, we believe. Can a nation be born in a day? Absolutely, it's going to happen. Man, that's a lot of good stuff right here. God's judgment has come, the final judgment, that seventh vial has been poured out. Israel's been saved, and they're about to enter into the millennium at this point. But we're not done with the book of Revelation. We're going back now, and it goes into a little more detail in Revelation 17, 18, and 19. Our Father, we thank you. It's been a great morning, Lord, of Bible study. We just can't wait for you to come for us. As John said, even so, come, Lord Jesus, until you come for us. May we be found faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you for coming. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.